I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The bear numbers in West Virginia at this time are as healthy as anyone can ever remember. That's nice to know and a credit to wildlife management, but with everything good comes a little bad, as these creatures can make a sure nuisance of themselves. In today's report, we'll talk about dealing with those problems right after this.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
It's more likely than ever today you'll see a black bear somewhere in West Virginia. In fact, it's so likely that in some places, folks would rather they just move on. Chris Ryan, bear biologist with the DNR, says you can make them do that by taking a few very simple steps, all of them addressing why the bear is in your yard in the first place.
We did a survey of a resident of West Virginia, and one of the questions we asked them was about nuisance bears. And the primary, the number one source of nuisance complaints dealt with garbage. And the number two and three, were basically bird seed and dog food.
That's right. The bears are on the hunt for a meal. And you really can't blame them for that. I mean, after all, they're pretty hungry right now.
They've just come out of their dens with last month and a half, and they're extremely hungry. You can imagine if you didn't eat for 4 or 5 months. And they're looking for any type of food source.
Bears can be destructive, especially if they think there's more food to be had. So make it so there isn't any more food to be had.
You need to, number one, rinse out your cans before you put them out in the trash. Try not to put your trash out until the morning the trash company comes. Make sure all your pets are fed and before dark if it's an outside pet, and don't leave pet food sitting out. There's no reason to basically have bird feeders up this time of the year. So I would take down all your bird feeders.
Encounters between bears and humans should be regarded as a unique experience. However, make sure you keep it at a distance. While not known for their aggressive nature, the black bear is still a very unpredictable wild animal.
Black bears are traditionally very, very docile, and, they're not a real aggressive species. They were pretty low on the totem pole when it comes along the evolutionary line throughout history, but they are a wild animal, You can't predict a behavior of any wild animal. A bear necessarily run up and attack somebody? No. But, they are very shy and secretive. But on the other hand, like you said, you can't predict a wild animal.
Ryan says eliminating the trash, the pet food, and the bird feeders as food sources for bears will cause the large majority of them to move on. But what if that fails?
I mean, if you're still having a problem after you get rid of those three main factors, you can definitely give one of our district offices a call. And we assist with different bear complaints and how to deal with the bears.
Well, bears are creatures of opportunity, and they'll stay for a free meal as long as you provide it. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.